a common occurrence in New York. Aiden assessed that the storm was stronger than his desire for physical activity. He should have joined a gym. The only problem was that, for the first time in his life, money wasn't quite so flush. In the last few days, he'd felt as constricted as he did in his running clothes due to his financial situation. The murmur outside the windows had grown quieter. The sheets of rain had thinned. I could try it, he told himself. What he feared more than the rain was not knowing what to do with himself. After all, he had no official appointments until 3 o'clock. He went outside, glad of having finally made a decision, yet feeling a burgeoning strength to be tougher than the New York weather at the same time. After a few yards, he was already wet. He quickened his steps and ran towards the riverbank. The rain wasn't raging quite as wildly now, and the sky was already looking a little friendlier. At least its color was bright silver instead of charcoal gray, which gave hope to the sun shimmering behind it. The good part was, he was alone. In fact, he saw no one, not even a cursing hooded dog owner. Apparently, Aiden was the only one who wandered the riverside path on a day like this. Ever since the floods 3 years ago, rainy weather was something ominous and threatening to New Yorkers. Stay inside. Avoid it was the new mantra. He needed to get moving. Since his incident in Canada 2 months ago, he had stopped exercising. He shook his head at the disquieting memories, letting the droplets from his hair fall on his wet running gear. Think only about now, he told himself. His body was warmed from the run. Only his lungs struggled with the wet and cold. Breathing out, he exhaled clouds like a dragon. In early June. Crazy. His mind refused to stay in the present, thoughts returning to Canada. He'd done miles of hiking there, the first step towards what he imagined would be a fit, self-determined life. But then, everything had shattered. And he felt neither fit nor self-confident, especially in the week after his return. He glanced at his waterproof wristwatch, a Rolex, a flashy reminder of his banking career. He'd bought it as an investment, but Aiden had never felt comfortable wearing it. He was better suited to a classic Hamilton or even a more modest Timex. Oddly enough, the $20,000 Rolex was currently taking the place of his cell phone. It had been 6 days since he'd accidentally kicked it off his bedside table after pressing the snooze button, causing irreversible damage to the screen. That was almost a week ago. And although, strictly speaking, he had nothing to do, Aiden couldn't summon the energy to visit an Apple store. Fixing the phone meant looking at Rita on PicChat and answering messages from his former colleagues. He just didn't have the energy. Yet, he reassured himself. To him, the run was the beginning of his recovery. It was late morning. That left Aiden exactly 3 hours until he was due to start. That's what he called it when he walked into the church. The start of his penance to society. He continued jogging along the lonely gray riverbank. With no cell phone music to distract him, he was aware of the foaming waves, the iodine scent, and the sounds of the choppy water. It contributed to Aiden's isolation, in a little wet bubble away from the millions of city dwellers. He was entirely in time with his steps, paying attention to nothing but his breathing. Breathe in, breathe out. Running freed him. It was like meditation. Aiden felt a fine, gentle vibration coursing through his body, increasing with each step. He could forget Rita, his former boss, his father's concerns, thoughts of Aylin, and most important,